talking Bulldog football here with Adrian College head football coach Jim Deere. We're going to play tomorrow, noontime, taking on Albion. So it won't interfere with your, you know, Wolverine watch party. And a chance, coach, to get some things done. You are in position to, you know, I'll say it, run the table, win the league. Like, that's a possibility. It can happen. Is that something you're talking with your team about? Like, hey, I know we've tripped up a couple times, but everything's out in front of us still?
Yeah, you know, the one thing, you kind of look at our schedule and things like that, you know that you've played good teams, and obviously in the final 3 weeks we're going to play three really good teams, you know, and it starts with Albion. And our kids, you know, they're not really focusing any further than obviously Albion. You don't have to look any further than this game this week to know what kind of situation you're in. But, you know, it's been 2 weeks of preparation against them too, obviously with a bye week, and then you know, getting a chance to really hone in on certain things in the second week hopefully helps us you know, come tomorrow.
So in that same vein, the Kalamazoo game on the 15th was the last game you played. Quarterback Aaron Jenkins did not play. He dressed, didn't play. How big of an opportunity was that to give Aaron some time off, and also to give Noah a chance to play? Because, you know, if Aaron does go down, it's Noah.
Obviously, having two quarterbacks is a you know, a big advantage, I think. You know, you always feel comfortable with either guy. And Noah came in, played well. You know, Aaron was a little banged up prior to that game, and you know, it was a good opportunity for us. Okay, let's, you know, we're going to use Noah and see what happens. And he came in and performed very well. So the next thing you know, we're up 35-3. There's really no sense, you know, putting Aaron in there to do anything. Just give him the week off and get him ready for this game.
One guy that's been ready all season, just continues to run through defenses, Stephen Moses. You know, I heard in the offseason he was on the other side of the ball. Then you guys made a switch. He's back at running back, and he just keeps doing what he's been doing for the last couple seasons. Can you talk about his play this year?
It's kind of a weird situation, obviously. He wanted to play defense this year, you know, decided to come back for a fifth year. Next thing you know, Malik gets hurt. We're a little thin at running back. Next thing we're like, hey, Steven, you know, you mind going back and playing tailback? And he's a great kid. I've talked about him at length and his situations and the way that he handles himself with adversity. And he's like, yeah, coach, whatever I need to do. And, you know, we know he's a threat. It seems like he actually gets stronger the more times you give him the football. And, just a big physical fast runner with a lot of explosion.
Did it ever cross your mind, like, maybe he can play on both sides of the ball? Like, get him some snaps on defense?
Well, you know, you talk about that, playing tailback's a pretty tough job. You know, you take a lot of hits, a lot of shots. You know, you might be able to do that with some wide receivers and some DBs from time to time. But, you know, any of the other positions, it makes it pretty tough.
All right. Well, you're deep at linebacker, too.
That's
so
true.
You got a good problem there, I think. Getting to this game tomorrow, you've been around this rivalry with Albion for a long time, you know, coaching and playing. What is Albion week? What does this Albion game mean to you?
Yeah, you know, obviously this one's kind of special to me. I just, you know, I've always hated purple. And it's one thing that's stuck with me for over 35 years. You know, just never been a fan. So I see purple, it's like seeing red.
We'll cover up the Onstead and Blissfield jerseys for your coach for this week. We should have thought about that before the show, Andrew. But yeah, that's something. I haven't been around it nearly as long as you have, but when I came to school at Adrian, it was like, Albion's the rival. Like, I know we have the border brawl with Trine, and things can get chippy with that, but Albion, it's it. I mean, the proximity, the history. I mean, they've been playing football for so long. I was looking in the records. I think 1906 was the first time Adrian played Albion pre-MIAA. So it goes back a long ways. And, you know, just the history of college football is kind of, you know, Albion and Adrian, they've always kind of been in that spot. Coach, when we go from last year to this year, you know, beating Albion at home last season, 21-7. Albion was down a quarterback. We all know that. He'll be there this season. What's it going to take to slow down this explosive Albion offense?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you kind of start to look at a blueprint. Last week, I thought Trine did a great job of controlling Albion's offense, you know, especially in the run game. You know, you start to shut the run game, make them a little bit more one-dimensional. Obviously, Bush can hurt you in the passing game. He's very accurate. He throws passes on time. But the other thing that Trine was able to do last week was to put pressure on him. And if you give him time to throw and set his feet and do different things, you're going to get hurt. So you got to create pressure in the passing game. And obviously the first thing is stop the run.
And, you know, if you can't get pressure with four, you want to do that. But I think when you guys have called blitzes, more often than not, they get home. You know, Andrew Neumer, of note, Kyle Minder, when you want to blitz him. I know you don't want to blitz, but is this one of those situations where we'll risk a one-on-one situation to get that kind of pressure?
Well, yeah. You pick your times and moments to do things like, and hopefully, you know, guess right or calculated
sure.
calculated guesses right and
yeah.
things like that. But, you know, with Albion, they do a great job with the RPO game. And, you know, that's kind of like their bread and butter. They're going to try to, you know, RPO you. And if you're starting RPO and you start to blitz, you're going to put pressure on them because it takes a little bit more time to, you know, go through the progression of the RPO than it is to just drop back and throw the ball. So blitzing could be effective at times, but you have to pick your poisons.
When you look at your offense, you know, it's looked a little different with Noah in there. Obviously doesn't QB run as often or at all. Something that Aaron can do, but you have Steven, you know, a guy that can run the football. And I think you've found a couple receivers to complement Kenny out on the edge. What's the game plan there? Do you just want to try to run the ball, control clock? You know, you said you have your center back, Matt Pillow. So will it be the starting five from week one up front?
You know, it's nice to have Matt back. He does. He's a great leader in there, and you know, we were watching him practice. We're just like, yeah, it's just so much.
Feels right.
Yeah, just so much more communication up front with him in there, and that's helped solidify that offensive line again, where you know he's communicating and talking. And we don't have as many missed assignments and things like that as you kind of look at it through practice. But it's great to have him back. And you're right about our outside receivers. Keontae Townsend has done a great job over the last few weeks, and he's a guy that's, you know, basically been in our program for 4 years and has finally gotten a chance to play. And has shown that he definitely deserved that opportunity and has done a great job over the last few weeks.
All right, there you go. That's the Albion preview. Bulldogs and Britons, noontime over at Albion. You can hear the game with yours truly on 103.9 WLEN. And hopefully after the game, I'll talk to a happy Coach Jim Deere. I'll talk to him anyway, but I like talking to a happy Coach Deere as opposed to the other side. Coach, thanks for coming in. And good luck tomorrow.
Thanks. Appreciate it.